This is Takeoff, the podcast where you can listen to stories by students and classics. Welcome to episode 39. And those of you who've listened to previous episodes know that besides the stories by students and classics, there's often some nice music you can listen to. And the tracks usually come from free MP3 downloads from my favorite site, ilike.com. This episode features Oasis, a track by Michael Hallas. Today you can listen to recent blog posts written by students in my reading and writing skills course. Sissi, Angela, István, and Esther. First of all, I'm going to read Sissi's most recent entry from November 17th. It's called November 13th. November 13th is the day of Sylvia. So a couple of days ago, I celebrated my name day. Actually, nothing special happened. I got a lot of emails, SMS, phone calls. Thank you for all of them. I got a bottle of martini, my favorite alcohol, and some earrings and money. Thanks, Dad. And from my brother, I got a Winchester, which you can attach to the computer for external use. At the end of the day, we, my friends, my boyfriend and me, went to the skating rink. I was a little bit nervous because almost a year passed since I was ice skating last, but it was okay. I was quite an expert. After that, we went to eat and drink something, pizza and some hot tea. Well, I enjoyed the whole day, and that's the point. And now, let's listen to Horváth Angéla's ideas about an experience in an exhibition in Budapest. It's called Buddies. Hola. Yesterday I went to Budapest to see the Buddies exhibition. It was great. I mean, it was shocking to know that these buddies used to be human beings, but it's fantastic that science can do so much. There were almost 200 organs and full body specimens. In one room there were embryos and fetuses in different stages. It's unbelievable how fast the fetus can grow. We could also see organ mutations, many kinds of cancers. We could compare a healthy brain with unhealthy ones that suffered from stroke or meningitis. They showed us two lungs. One of them was normal and the other one belonged to a heavy smoker and it looked horrible. So I'd like to draw the smoker's attention to be careful with the cigarettes. I could write much longer about the exhibition, but I think it has to be seen. It's good to know how we look inside. I really recommend it to everyone. And now about a different kind of buddy, a blog entry by Hosszú István about a class trip to England, a kick-ass blog. First, a few words about my bilingual class in the NAFCO High School. Our class was a unique community of 19 members where everybody was an icon, a real individuality. It resembled a platoon where everybody has a special duty which made them irreplaceable, or more like a human organism. The class was a body and we were the organs of it. Somebody was the brain, someone else the liver, the heart, the lungs, the lips, the eyes, the blood, the fat tissue, and so on. It was a real badass squad. Since we were a bilingual class, our trip to England was part of our education system, which traditionally takes place in the third high school year. So our journey started in 2006, on the 5th of April, and it lasted till the 16th of the month. Our class and form teacher arranged every accommodation and food and mineral water supply, and acquired as much support as possible to minimalize the expenses. We traveled by bus through the motherland, Austria, Germany, Holland, within 16 hours, including the first night on the bus. That sounds really tough considering a small bus with tight seating spaces and close together with people. But with this class, it was great fun. And finally, Esther's ideas about Italy and an Italian song. I've chosen a song, Resta in Ascolto, by Laura Pausini. It's a great song by a great singer. Laura Pausini is very famous in some European countries such as Spain and France, but of course, mainly in Italy. I hadn't heard anything about her before I went to Italy. When I was there, my Italian friends and I always listened to her songs. One of my favorite songs is Resta in Ascolto. Unfortunately, I don't speak Italian, so I can't translate exactly the lyrics of this song. Although, thanks to my Italian friends, more or less I know what it's about. Laura wrote this song to her ex-boyfriend after they break up. Actually, it's a love song, but the emphasis is not on this. It's not a typical boring I love you and miss you song. I like it because of the sound effects. The beginning and the end are slow, but in the chorus, Laura sings louder, which represents her feelings, such as pain and disappointment. When I listen to Resta in Ascolto, I always feel I'm in Italy. I can't explain why, but I like this country and Italian music very much. Is there a connection between my enthusiasm toward Italy and my enthusiasm toward Italian songs? I think there is. I like Italy since I've been there. Maybe I'll write about my experiences about it next time. You've been listening to the 39th episode of Take Off the Podcast, featuring recent blog entries. And if you want to listen to more, come back to Take Off in a couple of days, or maybe weeks' time. Or you can always browse what's in the archives. And until next time, take care.